show. It's so great to be here with you this beautiful Wednesday, December 20th. For those of you that are joining me in the chat, welcome. Good evening. And for those of you that are joining me in the on-demand system in the no time world, hello to you whenever you happen to be listening. So this is the Jay Barbell Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And I am so grateful to be here with you for this hour, this whole hour, this whole magical hour. And it's my once a week appointment that I get to come be here with all of you. And it's just you and me. And when I say you and me, I mean you and me in the sense of those of you that are joining me and listening live, because it is an interactive show. But I also tune in from a sense of from all the people that are going to be tuning in and listening to my show in particular, what is going to be the most valuable message that I could deliver that is coming from an authentic perspective that can be my own and that can offer my own way of doing it. And so today, with that intention, I came up with 5 prominent energies at work through the end of this year. What are the 5 prominent energies at work for those of us in this group until the end of the year? And the sub intention to that is from a perspective that's getting us ready to really put an close to 2023 in all the ways that we want to, while also setting ourselves up for success in 2024. So that's going to be today's topic. And if you want to join me live, for those of you that are joining me in the chat, please say hello and let me know that you can hear me. That's really helpful. And I will come personally say hi in just a moment. But I also want to direct those folks that are new that don't know how to do the chat. It's very easy. Go to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button. That takes you to a new window. It is a Facebook private group. You do have to send over an invitation. When you send over the invitation, I'll see it pop up and I'll approve you. Once you're approved, you will see my banner at the top of the page. It says, The Jay Barbell Show. It says you're listening to The Jay Barbell Show. With my big smiling face. Probably too big of a smiling face, but there it is. And in the comments section there below is where the conversation's happening. So please join me over there. And with that, I'm going to do one more refresh before I change it to all comments. Like Facebook makes you change it to all comments, because otherwise sometimes it like curtails your comments based on, I'm not really sure what standards, Facebook standards, Facebook's way, whatever Facebook's way is. And I don't know what that is. So your guess is as good as mine if you leave it to Facebook. So I like to go all comments because I want to see what everyone has to say. With that, Terry Campbell's joining us. Hi, Terry Campbell. She says, happy holidays, Jay, and all 1-2 friends. And you got some 1-2 friends that are here responding. It's Pamela. Hey, Pamela. And she says, Terry Campbell, happy holidays. And then Terry Campbell says, Pamela Snow, hey, Pam, happy holidays to you. Big hugs. And then Terry Campbell's got Pam has a nice heart for everyone. The Deep Soul is joining us. That is Catherine, for those of you that don't know that. Catherine is also a 1-2 advisor over on 1-2 Listen. And she used to have a radio show here with us on Mondays, then it jumped to Wednesdays. And I know she still does stuff online, so check out her social media, because I know she has a few things that you can join her to interact with her. And so say hello to Catherine. Hello, Catherine. Thank you for tuning in. She says, hi, Jay. Finally catching a live show with you. Well, I'm grateful that you're here with us. I really appreciate it. And we have a Renee joining us, too. Hello, Renee. Renee is a regular listener. She has a badge from Facebook which is kind of cool. That's a kind of cool thing from Facebook, right? And it says, "Happy holidays, Jay and 1-2 friends. We are wishing you and Rachel a happy holidays and a very happy new year. I'm wishing everyone a happy holiday and a new year. Watson is too, and then Alan is as well. He's still working, but he's going to be here later when we do our show that we team up, Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles with Jay and Alan. That's coming up at 8 p.m. Pacific. Pamela, she says, good. She says, sounds good to me, Jay. A magical hour sounds just right. Hello, Watson." Yes, he's in the background. He already made himself known. And thank you, Pamela, for the sound check. I appreciate it. And I don't know what it is. Like, I know you're good with Pam, but for some reason, Pamela, I want to say Pamela. Like, it just makes me happy to say it. So I'm going to say Pamela. Pamela! Okay, so the deep soul, she says, "I can hear you. Thank you, Catherine." And Terry says, "Hear you loud and clear, Jay." Awesome. Thank you all for the sound check. That's very helpful because, you know, it's kind of not fun when you realize you're not broadcasting to anyone. So let's get into the topic, because the second half of the show is going to be for mini energy readings. I pull a card for you, whether it's a general read that you would like. If you would like it just a general read, just put that in the comments and I'll pull a card and give you what comes through. If you have a question, put that in the comments and I'll pull a card and see what's comes through for your question. We're going to get to that the second half of the hour, coming up here in about 15 minutes. But you can put that in the comments now. I do what I can to go first come, first serve. And, you know, once we get to that part of the show, we'll go down the list. That's my plan anyways. And Kelly, she says, "Happy holidays, Jay and 1-2 family." Right back at you, Kelly. We're so glad you're here tonight. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so I'm going to pull from the Mystic Art Medicine deck. Her name was Cheryl. And for some reason, I'm forgetting her last name, but Mystic Art Medicine, I know if you type that into Google, it would come up. And I'll put her website in the comments later. And she has an amazing deck of cards, Mystic Art Medicine. And they are from her soul paintings. She does soul paintings, and she also paints like Ascended Masters and different angelic beings. And she turned that into an oracle card deck. And I've been using it for over 2 decades now. And she had another deck that she was creating, but I don't know if it ever got actually made before she transitioned. She's no longer with us. But I feel like her wisdom, her creativity, the knowledge and wisdom that she was bringing forward in her art, as well as like her research book, like I call it a research booklet that came with the cards. But the information that came through the cards is invaluable. And I'm so grateful that she left us with this gift before leaving this earth plane. So thank you, Cheryl Lynn. And with that, we're going to get into the 5 prominent energies at work through the end of this year. 5 prominent energies at work through the end of this year. And the way Spirit told me that 1 or all 5 are going to resonate. And Spirit said that through the cards, they're going to offer some things to kind of look for, like omens to look for that can be helpful in pinpointing where these energies are showing up in your world. All right. So I had a client this week, and they had a situation where they were going through a separation, and they had to stand up for themselves. And in standing up for themselves, they stood to really walk away in a way that left them at least where they were before the relationship, but really better than they were found. through experience as well as through how they're being taken care of, how they're being set up to move forward in the separation. And I share it because all of us are in a certain kind of situation. At least it feels this way. I don't know if all of us are, but many of us are in a situation where the old patterns are kind of coming around. Like something in our life is like happening that's pushing us outside of our comfort zone in some way. And so it's like our old patterns are coming over like, hey, remember me, I can help you. And yet there's this sort of different kind of strength to hold our ground, stand our ground, be able to tune into our intuition and know the best step for us to move forward in that moment. That isn't about the pattern. It's just about what is the best step in that moment. And I feel she did that in her world and it really worked out. And I couldn't be more proud of her for stepping up and doing that. And I want to, my reason for sharing that is because I really feel like we're all in a certain kind of way being asked to step up and to expand and to grow. And it's uncomfortable. And it is like there's a lot of unknown factors that we have to work out. And there's a lot of trust in our higher power, in our soulfulness, and in our intuition that, you know, can I really trust this part of me that seems to know so much? But ooh, once I overthink it or once I get my emotions in on it, ooh, it's really hard to know what the heck it's trying to tell me. So I feel like it's important to get clearer than ever. So funny that we're talking about sound, but it's important to get clearer than ever on the inside. So that way we know that when we're making decisions, big and small in our life, that we're not just repeating a pattern, or we're not just keeping ourselves locked up in a box, that we are actively participating in the moment and that we are actively participating in what life is bringing us in that moment and growing and moving from there. All right, so those are the initial thoughts before we pull the five cards. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. And let's see what the five cards are. I'm going to shuffle really good, and I just feel like they're going to be one right after the other. Somehow, some way, just as Spirit lines things up for us, the Holy Spirit lines things up so seamlessly when we're patient and we allow it to unfold organically. Not always easy to relax into. And sometimes it's not about relaxing at all. It's about getting to work, getting to action. And it's, again, not about overdoing it, but it's also about working with what's in front of us. What is in front of you today? How can you change your reality from the better? And how can you take advantage of these five prominent energies at work that are... You can look at them as astrological influences. You can look at them as influences from your guides, all the above. Again, look at what resonates, take what you could use, and let the rest go. One more great shuffle here. And we cut the deck really good. And here we go. Transformation. I mean... In a word, what I just was talking about, transformation. So on this card is a lot of Egyptian iconography. All the typical Egyptian symbols you would imagine or see in Egypt. But I'm seeing a hummingbird. And I know for many of you, hummingbirds don't show up because it's too cold. I'm in sunny Southern California that even though we're having rain today, you'll still see a hummingbird. They're around. So depending upon where you are, you may or may not see a hummingbird in your physical outdoor space, but you may see it somewhere on TV, on a t-shirt, billboard. And then this is where, you know, your intuition and the Holy Spirit will do the rest as far as whatever that message is meant to be. But transformation is a biggie. There's a lot of golden energy with this card. There's a lot of golden light. And I'm also seeing a dragon, a white dragon, that may be showing up in some of your dreams as a guide. So those are the messages. I'm also seeing a giraffe. So with this card of transformation, and with that giraffe, I'm feeling like a kid energy. Like, don't forget to be curious. Don't forget to remember that you're a part of something that's totally beyond your control. You're a part of it, but there's a part of it that's totally beyond your control. And that isn't to be afraid of that part, but how can you lean into that part? Okay. Let me know how these cards are resonating and what messages are coming through for you. You can put that in the chat and I'll share it online and share it on the air. Rhythm. Rhythm. There's a ethereal figure in the sky with a drum. And there's also a divine feminine figure with her breasts out. And I just feel like that. There's a rhythm, like a drum beat. And it's the drum beat of the divine feminine. That divine feminine energy is coming in strong. And again, I'm seeing another dragon, but this one is more of a purple sort. A dark wizardy kind of dragon is in this card. And again, I'm seeing a reference to the moon. Things that are coming from below the surface, like underneath the surface. But rhythm, what is the organic rhythm versus like what is like maybe a mental rhythm you're trying to keep up with, or like a comparison kind of rhythm that you're trying to keep up with somebody else, somebody else's goals, somebody else's idea of success or an amazing life. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is having us all really look at what of all those things that are available to us in this physical life. Of all the things that are available, what is most important to us? You know, of the big and small things, I feel like there is this sense of really getting in touch with what it is we really want and why. And not just to want it because it looked amazing on television or in a movie or even at your cousin's house, but from a standpoint of what do you want to continue to make your life look like? Because it matters to you. Because it matters to you. Speaking of goddess of earth, making it physical, making it real. How are we gonna take all this ethereal, metaphysical, these knowing and understanding these universal laws? How are we transitioning that with the help of the goddess of earth to bring about transformation that's not only helpful and uplifting to our lives, but how does that work in conjunction with the earth? Are we in the rhythm, in that organic rhythm of the earth? Are we a part of the solution, or are we a part of the problem? I feel like it's going to be real clear. Clearer and clearer and clearer where we are. And we are all in different ways, in different places. Like nobody's Mother Teresa. But we all have a capacity to get better. And to be more conscious and aware. Devotion, number 4. Devotion. So devotion, I feel like this is about discipline as well. How much are we focusing our attention on the things that drive us crazy? So they're like kind of maybe exciting to talk about, or they're dramatic, so that's like drama, but aren't really supporting us or who we're even talking about in the sense of overall well-being from a mind, body, and spirit perspective. where are we putting our time, or what are we putting our time into that is like literally like air going away? And some of that's social media. So there's a way in which we can use social media as a tool socially and for work and business. But then there's a way that we can literally be on it for hours and then look up and be like, oh my God, how did 3 hours go by? I'm not one of those people, by the way. I see it happen. And I don't mean that I'm high and mighty about this, because I can definitely go into it for a while. But one of the things that helped me really have a certain kind of separation with technology that I think is a healthy separation was the 10-day silent meditation through the California Vipassana Center. And I went to the Norfolk Vipassana Center, which is like in the mountains above Fresno, like Central California. And it's 10 days of no talking, no body language, no reading, no writing. All you're doing is eating, meditating, and sleeping. For 10 days, and no talking, again, no communication. And it was crazy. And I've talked about it before. And if you guys want to hear about that, I'll share about it again. You just got to let me know in the comments. But however, what I want to share about it is it helped me realize that I am not my phone and my phone is not me. I don't have to have it attached to me, even though I do definitely depend on it. It's a tool I use for one to listen for sure. And when I'm on it, one to listen, my phone is right beside me. But when I'm signed off, I do let myself have some space away. And I am very conscious of when I am getting online, what am I doing, and being really as aware as I can be. It's going to be more important than ever to pay attention to that in the coming year, because more and more people and or systems are going to want your attention. They're going to want your energy. They're going to want your energy through your attention. And so it's going to be important to understand that you get to regulate that. And it's through your devotion to yourself, which is going to require a certain amount of willpower and discipline. Not a ton, but it's going to, again, ask for more than maybe we are giving it right now. And my hand is raised up here, too. I do feel the push from spirit. And the energies coming forward to look for are the dolphin, to remind us to play, that it doesn't have to be all work in devotion. But also like a white dove. There's a certain kind of peace that's available here in all the movement, in all the chaos of the world, in you being able to get focused on what's most important to you and you and you and you. And there's also a symbol here of love that in you being dedicated, for those of you that are single and looking, that in your dedication to yourself, and in your dedication to doing the things that you love and figuring that out, if you don't know what that is in doing that that you will find your partner, because they'll be doing it too in their world. And there's something about that. In that devotion will come the partnership. And the perfect card to end it and round it out is intention. With your intention. Intentions are very powerful. It's our co-creative vote with the universe. Are you co-creating your vote away, imagining the worst case scenario and being paranoid and scared about it? And I've been there. I sometimes go there. But have you learned how to peel yourself away from that, to remind yourself that that's one way it can be? And as Mark likes to use the cancel symbol, like run a cancel symbol sign over that imaginary reality, that worst case scenario, and then imagine, what do you want it to really look like? If it could be up to you, how would you want it to look? And then imagine that reality, that being your co-creative vote. And as you all know, we get a vote, but life's going to happen. Fate's going to happen how it's going to happen. but we do get a vote. We do get a say. And it's where we put our energy, or where we put our focus is where our energy goes. But also where our energy goes is where our focus goes. And if we have our focus all over the place, our energy is going all over the place. So this is also an intention to get intentional and to get specific. Get specific with the things that are most relevant to you. All right, so let me know how you all are doing out there. Let me know how this all is sounding to you and resonating in your world and how your intuition is communicating with you. And I'm going to get to the comments. So let me get there. Let me get back to all comments. Don't forget, change it to all comments. It likes to change even after you change it. It's so tricky like that. All right, so we have Pamela. She says, okay, LOL, I can handle Pamela. Not telling my middle name. If I hear that along with the first, I feel like I'm in trouble. Oh, I remember that. J. Richard, that was mine, my mom, when she was upset. And if she's really upset, J. Richard Varvel. Anyways. And I think we must all have had similar experiences, because Catherine says same here. Kelly, she says, hi, Jay. I was wondering if Spirit has anything to say about ending my relationship with M. Please and thank you. And then the deep soul. What is in the next best steps in the moment? I like that. Active participation to change the habits. Yes, exactly. And the power to change it is in the moment. Those micro changes, those sometimes people talk, I think, call them like micro habits or mini habits or small habits. Or there's so many different books. I'm trying to think of the book I'm thinking of. I think it's called Tiny Habits, and it's about how you can make little tiny changes that make big changes, and how that works from a psychological perspective. And then there's also like helpful ways that the book gives, like, to do it. That is great to hear. And it's one of my favorites, honestly, because so many things can have us planning 30, 40, 50 steps out. And right now we're living in a world where we can spend an awful lot of time to do all that. And maybe, you know, maybe the Holy Spirit is guiding us to do that. But if it's only from a mental perspective and it's not really from a, like, overall, this is what I'm being guided to do perspective, we can expend a lot of energy planning steps, planning for things that are never going to happen, versus we could put all that time and energy into getting more present and just not only ready for the moment, but in being ready to the moment, in the moment, to participate fully in it, whatever that means. You know, we're all in different moments. And it's being willing to look at that difference, like not just getting stuck in the rut of the humdrum of everything is the same. All right, so we're going to start off with Kelly, because it's time for readings. If you would like to participate in the readings, let me know. You can comment in. Don't forget, we have a full lineup of shows that are happening tonight. Next up is Ginger with Heart Matters. She's at 5 p.m. Pacific. And then we're going to have an encore of Louis and the Healing Apprentice. He had his show at 2 p.m. That he recorded. He did it live, and now it's recorded. You'll be able to take a listen to that. Oliver's going to be coming over and moving into that spot after the first of the year. And we have Raven with Raven's Rabbit Hole. She has a guest, Lynn Ann Moon, coming on. She's been on her show before. You'll want to come. It's a great show. And stick around for that. And then last but not least, my partner and I, Alan, we have our show, Ethereal Smiles and Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles, happening at 8 p.m. Pacific. And then tomorrow is Tune In with Erica. It's kicking off everything. Then we got Backstage Pass. Then it's the Aaron Carrera Show. Then it's Oliver. Then it is going to be a replay with Denise. for Body and Beyond. And then we have a repeat of Strands of Wisdom. Strands of Wisdom is coming back after the first of the year because we're doing our radio break all of next week and all of the following week. So we come back to live radio starting January 8th. We're going to be playing throughout the whole time. We're not going to stop the radio. We're just going to not have live broadcasts and brand new shows until after the first of the year. So keep an eye on social media for when things are coming back. And for the new shows that are going to be starting up at the beginning of the year, like Jamie Dawn. Jamie Dawn is going to be starting a show starting on Mondays. All right, so this is going to be for Kelly. Kelly. Let's tune in. Should Kelly and the relationship with M. Let's see. Shapeshift. Well, that goes along with what I'm feeling for you, Kelly, because I don't feel like it's with... I know you feel like it's important to decide, stay, leave, and continue, and to look at it from that. It just seems like a very black and white position. But deeper than that, it feels emotional. Like it feels like whatever is going on with this situation is, it's got your hot button hit, yes. But it's the kind of thing that once you have a chance to think about it more and look at the bigger picture, it's not going to necessarily, you're not going to want to leave. Like right now, I feel like if you were to answer that for yourself, you would want to get the fuck out. But I feel like if you give this some time, you're going to want to continue and stay and see what else is available. I feel like there's something still that you need to work out with them that isn't over, and that, like, not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like there's more to the situation, and also part of it is looking at how do you want it to be different, how do you want to show up different to get a different result in the relationship, because that's also part of what's important to take a look at here. Let me know how that feels and looks, Kelly, and if you want me to look into it in a different kind of way. All right, so let's do a refresh here. And so, okay, so the deep soul says, I can relate to literally everything you shared, being more playful, business comparison, social media scrolling, devotion, intention, focus has been coming up through my, from my guides, big time, if I can read. Thank you for the confirmation, Jay. You're welcome, and I'm grateful that you get the confirmation, because as I was pulling it, I was getting it to myself in the sense of what my own personal nudges have been. And it's just, it feels good to know, and it just is reconfirmed for me when I do set these intentions. It really is for those of us all that are tuning in and a part of this group. It isn't necessarily what's going on for everyone, even though everyone in one way, shape, or form, I'd imagine, can connect with this. But at the same time, this is more specifically for our group, and I'm so grateful all of you are here. Thank you so much for sharing, Catherine. I appreciate that. And... all right, I think I have to change because it's still stuck on top comments. OMG Facebook, Mark, the Zucker, Mr. Zuckerberg, the Zuckmeister, can you please have that setting stick? Like you used to be able to change it and then it would hold the change. Anyways, I'm sure there's something that they're doing to test us psychologically. But again, that's my overthinking brain. All right, so we go to Pamela. She says, I think I'm gonna be having 12 withdrawal. Eek. Well, I hear you, Pamela, and I'd imagine it's gonna give us all a little bit more time to connect and go within, especially with the summer, Well, for some of you, the summer solstice, but the winter solstice for the rest of us happening tomorrow, and just some extra time to have for creativity, for playfulness, even if it's on your own, and finding the joy in that. Because whatever we got, whatever it is, it's things are going to change again. Things are always changing. We're in a place of flux. And it's good to be able to embrace that change is bringing in those new things that you want versus thinking that they're bringing like some kind of like, oh God, change is going to bring something that's awful. I used to think that way. Like, oh my gosh, change was all, I was afraid of change. Literally terrified of the whole idea. I didn't understand that. Well, how are new things going to come in if things don't change? I didn't put two and two together for a while. Okay, so Renee, Rachel wants to know what gifts of hers is the most useful for her at this time. She resonated with the five cards and her too, Renee too, that is. Okay, let's see. All right, let's see, Rachel. What's coming through here for you? Above and beyond the five. And I have those cards that are set aside. So we're going to have a new card. And your card, Rachel, is open heart. Open heart. But knowing that this time, as you open your heart, you get to have different kind of boundaries in place for how you do it. Like, I just see when you were younger, it was sort of just automatic. You just were open-hearted completely to the point where, like, I'll say it this way. I mean, I don't know if there's anything that is real about being too open, but too open from the standpoint of you were taken advantage of and that it was hurtful, but that it did cause your heart to crack. But it's cracked and it's become bigger, stronger, more courageous. And it is ready to open again and to love again. But from a standpoint of you getting to decide how you want to do that. And so right now I feel like you have this period to look at the past and how it's gone. But also incorporate all that wisdom that comes from that experience, and also then checking in with your intuition where it sits now, what the Holy Spirit has to show you now, and then moving from that firm foundation forward, but from an open heart. And I see a cute little monkey, like a little monkey on your shoulder kind of a thing, but reminding you to stay playful and light. It's a happy monkey, not one of those ones that is like a trickster, jokester one that can terrorize you. This is a happy monkey. I'm just seeing, you might see like a cartoon reference in your reality as a helpful reference point. All right. Thank you, Rachel. And thank you, Renee. Denise says, instead of using my full name, my mom went through her sister's names before mine came up, and by then she ran out of steam. That's kind of funny that you could take advantage of your mom's autopilot to go to her, you know, to jumping into her sister's names first before it's cycling through to you. Denise also says, anything from spirit for this Capricorn through the end of the year. All right. All right, this is for you, Denise. This Capricorn, you the Capricorn, and any of the other Capricorns who this might resonate for. This is on top of the five we mentioned. Higher choices. This one is in conjunction with the devotion. Because there's the choices that are going to create more of the same kind of reality we're already experiencing. There are choices that will lead to big, you know, small changes in this present moment, but big changes over time. And then there's the things that are like a literal fork in the road that it, like, you make the change and it changes everything. And I feel like this higher choice card is in reference to where your spirit has been nudging you to make a change of some kind. I feel like it's in relation to your health. I feel like it is in relation to something that you're ingesting, and making like a choice to let it go because you know that it is not good for your body. Like, you've been, you enjoy this thing, whatever it is, but it is not good for your body. And you know what I'm talking about. It isn't something that you have to think about or overthink about. It's there. And here's the thing. It's not going to kill you if you keep eating it or drinking it or whatever it is. It's the kind of thing, though, that it's keeping you in like a certain kind of like place. And there is like an expansion that wants to happen, but it isn't happening because of this particular choice. It's like, it's a safety zone. It's keeping you in a certain kind of safety zone. And this higher choice is going to ask you to let it go, to take a risk and use that time and energy that comes from the letting go to create more of what you've been wanting to bring in, more of the new, more of what you have been, what's been calling from your heart, like a heart's desire, more of that. I feel like there's some hobbies that you just don't have time for, the energy for. And I feel like this will bring that in. This will bring up your energy. This will bring up your desire. It is a risk. It's not all going to happen overnight. It's something that you have to be willing to dedicate for yourself. It's like a dedication. Make a plan. Make it realistic. Okay. Let us know how that resonates. I have one coming to mind. I don't want to necessarily give it away. I don't want to say what it is specifically at this time, but I have a specific thing that came up, this Capricorn here. So I just want you to know, Denise, you're not alone. Kelly, thank you, Jay, for your energy and insight. You're very welcome, Kelly. Thanks for joining us tonight. And Christina LaFrance is joining us. It's great to see you, Christina. She has her show on Mondays right after Mark. And wishing you a happy holiday to you and yours over there in Long Island and over there on the East Coast. That is definitely a place I got to see. Jersey. We went on our way to Italy last year. We stopped in Jersey for our layover. But I saw it from the airport. So I don't know if I can really say that I saw it. I saw the, like, New York in the distance. But I would like to actually go and see Jersey, see the waterfront, and just kind of get differently acquainted with the East Coast. Like, the as far east and north as I've been is Boston. So anyways, Christina from California, sending a rainbow of light over there to New Jersey and to everywhere in between, of love and hugs to all of you, because it's the season of that. And I'll share a little story that my mentor shared with us during our Monday night talks that he would do at the North Hollywood Police Station in the community service room. And there were these inspiring talks. And what he would share during the holiday season was this idea that the angels are bended knee and bending their knee closer to the earth because of all of us being in this magical holiday season and all of us being in more of this prayerful kind of place, and our curiosity, those of us that allow our curiosity to be there and our creativity to come out. All of that calls forth the angels to come closer and bend their knee and create the miracles that are so known for this time of year, but can happen anytime, but are especially known for this time of year. All right. So don't forget, there's the gratitude board happening over on 1twolisten.com. That is a place for you to put all the things that you're grateful for, and we energize and empower them, all of us, the entire staff at 1two. You can also put in that place what you want to manifest. I would suggest that you put it from the standpoint of it already happening, like present tense. And we will also reinforce and energize that and help you manifest your heart's desires and wildest dreams. We all are doing this and in this together, and it's all happening a part of the 1two universe. I want to thank Mark Husson for creating the 1two universe and world for us to interact in and to have this radio broadcast happening, our interaction online, our ability to talk one-on-one over on 1two Listen. And there is 1two Reports. If you didn't know, you can get personalized astrological reports happening over at 1tworeports.com. And you can sign up for a weekly peek into next week. It's called Mark's Power Peak. Mark's Power Peak. You can also sign up for that over on 1twolisten.com. That's the number 1twolisten.com. And what else? I'm going to play my holiday message. I have my holiday message. I'm going to play it here. But you can also listen to mine and all the other ones that were created over on 1two Listen. Those are also free to listen to, and you can play them over again, especially if you're feeling especially inspired and you're really feeling that hug, that holiday hug. That is definitely what we wanted to have encoded in those messages. And with that, please take a listen to mine. And let's see if we can get it to play. Maybe. Season's greetings, cherished friends. I'm Wizard Jay, extending my heartfelt wishes for a joyous holiday season. As we immerse ourselves in the magic of this time, I want to personally thank each one of you for being a part of our 1twolisten.com community. The holiday brings us together, not just to celebrate, but to connect and share our stories. At 1twolisten.com, we embrace these moments by offering guidance, understanding, and heartfelt conversations that light up your path and warm your soul. I invite you to join me, Wizard Jay, and our community as we explore the depths of wisdom and connection during this festival season. Our space is where your journey meets insightful conversations that add joy and meaning to your holidays. May your celebrations be filled with a sparkle of wisdom, the comfort of understanding, and the warmth of cherished connections from me and the entire team. Happy holidays. Okay, there it was. That was so much fun. And I really always have a great time creating those messages. Mark has us, gives us an opportunity once a year to do that. And he has to specially code that onto the website to make that happen. And so I'm grateful that he does, because it is a thing to create it. I think I shared before I had to create, like, record it over and over again. I even accidentally, on Kelly's show, I did her show this week as a guest host. You can check that out on demand. It's Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. But you can find all of the on-demand shows over at 1tworadio.com. That's the number 1tworadio.com. Click on the on-demand button. Go to your favorite host. And you can find all the shows there. So all that to say, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So it's a thing to create them. but it's worth it. And so I am so grateful for each and every one of you that listens and tunes in and participates and joins me each and every week. I treasure all of you. And I know it's not any small thing, but I thank you very much. From the bottom of my heart to yours, I really appreciate all of you. You make not only my show special, but all the shows at 1two Listen very special to all the hosts and all the voices that come together It's a very special thing here. And what I will ask for all of everyone, hosts, listeners, fans, is that we share the news, we share the good news with our friends and family members to get the word out so we can continue to grow our station and continue to grow the voices that come and want to participate and be a part of it. That is my intention, my goal, what I would like to happen, what I have my co-creative vote for in the new year for 1-2 Radio. So please help me in that endeavor by sharing the good news. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in and joining me live. It's been, as I said, a great treasure and honor to be here with you in this way. Thank you for joining me with your presence. With that, I'm signing out. This has been the Jay Barvell Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And more than likely in the new year, it's going to read The Psychic Playground with Jay Barvell. The Psychic Playground with Jay Barvell. Same time spot, just different name. All right, bye everybody. Love you guys.